Hey.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Undisclosed location. I'm here to facilitate Free Ball Friday. We have some folks that are really excited to get this whole Blog Talk Radio show deal thing back up and running. And so tonight we're going to try it again. We've tried it the last 2 weeks doing Free Ball Fridays. I apologize. For last week's Free Ball Friday, apologize for myself. I have no idea what I said on the show last week. I was so hopped up on pain relievers that I have very vague recollections of what transpired. So, yeah, I apologize if it was unentertaining or a train wreck or whatever. Or if it was a good show, you're welcome. Anyway, tonight, it's Free Ball Friday. I got, we have OpNoPro and Crappy Airbags who are going to be co-hosting the show tonight. And they're going to take your calls and we'll play your requests and talk a lot of shit as per usual. Let me know or us know what is on your mind. The number is 347-826-7667. And shouts out to the early chit chatters. Is Nexta, Jackal Anon, Prison Reform Movement, Wendigo, and Zach Cleaver. Can you folks hear me out there? Yeah, I'm having is Nexta. I say everybody's name wrong is Nexta, so you should consider that compliment. But here, you hear me a small bit clear? Okay. Well, I'm glad you guys can hear me. I'm going to bring on. I'm going to dial a few things in here. Go ahead and tweet out the number. I am in a phone booth, not with a monkey though. Having a little technical difficulties there here. So I'm calling from, again, an undisclosed location. I'm hidden in a bunker. There's good reason for that. But you're going to be in good hands tonight with these dudes, No Pro and Crappy Airbags. And I see folks already lined up on the switchboard. So I'm going to, get things started off here with a little tribute to my to our show here every Friday night that we call Free Ball Friday. And this is free balling. Give us a call, 347-826-7667.
All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus. In America too, she's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the bay. It's a long day 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free balling. Yes, I'm free balling. Yes, I'm free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What I gotta say.
Stop hating in the bay, yo. Oh, yeah, it's philosophy. Tell it to him. You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay. It's Disorderly Conduct. It's Free Ball Friday. And I have as co-hosts tonight, Op No Pro and Crappy Airbags. Welcome to the show, fellers.
Hello, hey, everybody.
Was that English? Hello?
Sure.
There's
it was
no
Canadian.
Problem.
It's close to English.
Yeah. So what's up, guys? What do you have in store for us this evening? What's the haps?
Well, I think there's so many different things, facets of Anaheim to talk about that we'd probably spend the whole show on that, but it might get a little bit boring. So definitely want to talk about Anaheim, what's going on with Op Anaheim. Starting to feel a little bit like Op Bart. Starting to feel like the hive is getting stirred up in the same exact way that it did for Op Bart now that civilians, innocent civilians, have been killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that should be interesting to see how that plays out. I don't even know if I know the whole situation exactly. Like, this whole thing started with a shooting, right? A cop, an officer
right.
involved shooting, and then another shooting after that, and then another shooting after that, and then a protest about that third shooting, and then a shooting at that third protest, and then another protest with more shootings. Is that somewhat in the ballpark?
The fourth protest is taking place this weekend.
Oh, okay, so there's only been one protest with shooting, and the fourth protest is this weekend.
Yeah, but I don't think they're shooting lead at the protesters, Vince. They're shooting pepper balls and beanbags. Not that those don't fucking really hurt or couldn't kill you, but...
Yeah, but I'm trying to get the whole picture here as far as, like, the storyline, how it started. It started with an actual officer involved shooting where he wasn't shooting. He was shooting lead, and he killed somebody.
There was two fatal police shootings.
Yeah.
There wasn't one. I believe the first police shooting, the guy that got shot, he was armed and he had shot at the police. I believe the second gentleman who was shot, who was a 25-year-old gentleman, ran away from the police, was shot, but turned out to be completely unarmed and without any contraband on his person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At least if you read mainstream media, that's what you were told.
Yeah. Which I wasn't. And then so after that, then the cops went to somebody's house to question somebody. Is that right?
I don't know about that part of it.
Because I remember seeing a video where the cops went to, like, some family. It seemed like it was, like, a family gathering out in, like, in somebody's front yard in Anaheim somewhere, and the cops showed up to question somebody involved in that, and then they just started, like, firing rounds off, you know, the rubber bullets or whatever at these women and children and stuff, and then that's what kind of...
I think that the YouTube video that you're referring to was the day of the second shooting... when the folks who live in that particular neighborhood had a little impromptu demonstration against the police for them having killed the second guy. And that's when they all got pepperballed and they released a canine dog on a woman who had a baby with her. I'm not sure that was the best accessory to take to the demonstration.
I hate when that happens.
But the Anaheim police say the dog was released accidentally, if you read the mainstream media.
Yeah, of course.
But
just slipped out of his hands.
Yeah, I'm not posting to the chat window. If somebody feels like just looking at that real quick on YouTube, posting to the chat window, it's a highly disturbing video of 75 to 100 civilians getting pepperballed, beanbagged and canined when they weren't ready for it at all. They had no idea that the police were going to get. I mean, just from the setting of the video, it was apparent they had no inclination that the police were about to instantly massively brutalize them all. They were stunned. It's a crazy video. I think it's brilliant. I'm not sure. The genesis of the whole thing, but I think it's brilliant to have the next in real life demonstration
at Disneyland itself.
At Disneyland, yeah, it's brilliant.
Absolutely.
I didn't ever pay attention to Anaheim until Anaheim, so I only know what I know from recently, you know, reading about it. But from what I understand, you know, there's a other side of the track scenario going on there, where in the parts of the Anaheim that are Disney World are kept very clean, and there's a lot of police presence and a lot of money spent there. And then in the other parts of Anaheim, they don't make money. There's no tourists, so they're just normal old cops who apparently aren't very nice.
Well, yeah, Anaheim is in Orange County, which is like, that's what it's notorious for. It's got, you know, some of the upper crust of Southern California living in the same county as, barrios. So,
right. And wasn't Orange County, California, one of the earliest municipal bankruptcies in the country in the early 90s?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I guess it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant, I guess. But, hey, you know, I really, really quick, I got a shout out to Fail Security and to Mom Security. There, I just had a minute. Sorry.
Mom Security?
Yeah, Mom Security and Fail Security.
So it's a security organization made up of moms?
Of moms who are basically unable to even configure a router from Comcast.
And are these moms hot? Could they potentially be MILF security?
You know, I never in real life have met many of the folks that are in Mom Security.
Yeah, pics or get the fuck out, bitches. That's what I have.
That'll help.
All right. Hey, we got some callers on the line. Let's bring some people on and see what the hell's going on here. We got a caller from a block number. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air. What's up? Who's this?
Sup, Vince. Long time no see.
What's up? Who are you?
Guess.
I can barely hear your voice. I
guess.
I don't know. Fucking Michael Jordan. Who are you?
Well, I'm the only Brit fuck here, so you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, all you have to do is say like string a couple words together. It's Shari Wongs, everybody.
That's right.
Hey, Shari. What's going on, dude?
Adoptions. Well, it's fucking 6 a.m.
Yo, what's up, dude?
Who's this Op No Pro? I've never freaking seen him before.
You know Op No Pro.
I'm invisible.
Okay.
He's an old new old fag.
Okay.
Well, I guess he would be a new old new old fag to you though, since you don't know.
Yeah, I'm just in chat at the moment, you know.
What?
I'm in chat.
You're in shackles?
I'm in chat.
He's in chat.
Chat. Oh, chat.
Yes.
Like plural, like more than one chatting box.
No, as in I'm in chat, like as in your freaking...
Your chat, Vince.
You're in my chat. Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm not looking at
He's in your chat and he's owning all of your bases, bitches.
Well, that goes without saying. What's going on in my
Hey,
chat?
Shari. Hey, Shari. Yeah? Can we DDoS 10 Downing Street on the show tonight?
Let me check if something.
Yeah, and oh yeah, we should probably DDoS the Olympics too, right?
Definitely the Olympics.
Wasn't Kevin Mitnick? I saw a tweet from Kevin Mitnick saying that he was going to go on Fox News to talk about hacking the Olympics, but the way he worded the tweet, it made it seem like he was going to have a meeting with Fox News about hacking the Olympics. Which makes sense. I mean, that's what Rupert Murdoch's into, right? I mean, he's going to get the best of the best.
Where's this gone? Yeah, Kevin Mitnick is apparently going to hack the Olympics. I heard that as well.
So, dude, you got a little press in the Scotland Yard FBI conference call.
Indeed.
But I'm hoping that they didn't penetrate the inner ring of Granny Wong's security. That was my biggest fear. That I had is that if Granny Wong's went, we all went. but I think she's cool.
Yeah, she's good. She's good.
Good. Good.
It's I'm trying to goddammit, this is thing returned to the same. Okay, no, I think my show is down at the moment. Yeah.
You still have that thing?
Yeah, I still have it. The FBI can close me down, you know what I mean? Yeah, I haven't actually put any shells on it for, like, about 6 months, and it's still got, like, 700 live shells, so, well.
Sweet. I'm jelly.
Yeah. But my but my hosting is down, so it's screwed there. Sorry, I'm just really tired, because it's 6 a.m., so fuck you all. Yeah, so does anyone else want to talk? How's your day been, Vince? I'm just like,
what's with all the dead air? What's with all the dead air?
What do you mean by dead air?
First thing
if you're just joining us, if you're just joining us, this train wreck that we call Free Ball Friday includes on-air OpNoPro, crappy airbags, and Shari Wongs. Shari Wongs is also our Olympic correspondent. He's covering the Olympics for us. And
What's up with the critical mass ride, man? All your critical massers displayed serious nutsack, huh?
Actually, no, they didn't.
Well, didn't they arrest a whole bunch of them?
Yeah, basically, they got directed to somewhere. They went there and then had to stop for traffic lights and ended up stopping a police car. And then the police car got out and was like, "You can't stay here." And then, like, a bunch of people came and then they all got arrested.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's what happened. The Olympics kind of sucks anyway, so, yeah.
Pact of Flame.
So,
good times. So we've got a bunch of other callers on the line that are waiting to get in on this. Yeah,
where's Jackal at? We need Jackal in there.
Jackal, I don't see Jackal on the board yet, but Jackal did request a song. I will fulfill that request at some juncture during the show, and I'm going to go here. I have a caller, Free Falling. You're on the air. Is this a spoof of my spoof, or is this just a regular? Okay, that's just a regular song. You know,
it's kind of gay.
Yeah. I mean.
The prison reform movement put the link up to the video of the guy actually shot in Anaheim.
That was Free Sailing. That was a Free Sail troll.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. We got more callers. I believe we have the lovely Ms. Becker with us. Ms. Becker.
Hello.
Hey, Lauren.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you, Lauren?
I'm good. You know, I love you. Why don't you? Why are you still blocking me on Twitter?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I didn't even know that was happening.
It's so happening. You did it after I said something about, like, wanting Barrett Brown's body or something.
Oh, I would block anybody that said that.
Is Barrett changing his first name to his first name to Bathtub? Is he's going to be Bathtub Barrett Brown now?
I don't know, but I can put my comic book cover up if we need to.
He should get together with Bathtub Girl. Remember Bathtub Girl?
Oh, yeah.
He should.
Dude, they should do their own show, Barrett and Bathtub Girl. In the tub.
I agree.
With Barrett and Bathtub Girl.
I agree. But Barrett would be fully dressed. And have a tie on and be disheveled.
No, he like, would be sitting in the bathtub with a glass of red Frutopia.
You're right, I forgot the wine, yeah.
Yeah, passing it off as wine. Matter of fact, I think he's one of the guys in the pre-ball Friday picture that has the thing on his stick that says this side up. Thank you.
That is actually Barrett was that's a photo of one of his he was on a water polo team and that was a part of a team picture after one of the events.
Was that water polo or was that like catch the Cheerios?
It was water polo.
Okay.
Rowing, I mean. No, it was rowing. Rowing, yeah, that's a rowing team.
Same thing.
A very well endowed rowing team.
Same
thing. They don't even need oars. So Ms. Becker, tell us about you're gonna be at the Anaheim festivities this weekend, correct?
I'm gonna try, yeah. I didn't feel
so,
probably all right.
What's your take on what's going on? You went down to Anaheim one of those days. What's your take on the whole deal?
Well, just to clear it up, because you guys got a little bit confused. First of all, I guess Anaheim PD has shot and killed about 6 or 7 guys in the past year. So this is kind of in a build-up thing. And then the shooting that really sparked things was Manuel Diaz, who I think that was Thursday or Friday that happened, and that was the guy who was unarmed. That happened first. And then over a weekend was the guy who was armed. But, you know, people say the cops, you know, planted the gun or whatever and it's some cover, but it fueled the fire. And then last night, I guess there was a burglary that the cops came to and there were suspects in a car and the car allegedly tried to run down an officer and he shots were fired again. So, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of communities where this kind of thing happens, where cops are just trigger happy, I guess, and it sucks.
Yeah.
And it's interesting the contrast because it's right next to Fullerton, so it's right next to where Kelly Thomas happened.
Yeah.
And in Fullerton, we've got Kelly's Army, where you know all the people who would go to city council meetings pissed off and protest all the time. And they went over to Anaheim on Tuesday night when the riots were, and it's just sort of it's interesting because it's like the Kelly Thomas people are mostly white, angry people. And this is a racial issue. And I don't know, people would think it's a racial issue because it's usually the Hispanic men who are getting shot in these more ghetto areas. So it's kind of a weird contrast. And I mean, in the end, you want everyone to get along and have the same agenda, but to have Kelly's Army come in and the people in the neighborhood that protect itself, and then Occupy Orange County had a thing today that, you know, only 20 people showed up to. That was interesting. So everyone wants to do something, but I don't think everyone's on the same page yet.
Yeah.
But hopefully tomorrow, I think tomorrow and Sunday is going to be the Disneyland thing.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see how that works out. I think that has the potential to be a really, really positive, successful thing or a potential fucking disaster.
Right.
Like,
I mean,
if you look at the sequence of events that have led up to this protest, conventional wisdom tells you there's going to be some shit going down. And I don't know if it's the best place to do it. The best place to do it is at Disneyland, where there's thousands of innocent children that are going to be potentially in harm's way. Like, I understand, you know, you're going to, you know, make a bigger splash, you know, have your message amplified more by going to a hot spot like that, you know, especially during the peak of the summer on the weekend, you know, when it's going to have the maximum amount of tourists there. I'm just a little skeptical. I'm just kind of, hoping that everything goes well, but just I don't know if that's the best place to go.
Yeah, I'm worried. Anaheim PD worries me. They just They are not. There's, I know in every city they have, like, FEMA comes in and trains everyone for emergency management issues. And you think Anaheim with, like, Disneyland and the Hana Center and Angel Stadium and, like, Convention Center, all this stuff that, you know, quote-unquote potential terrorist target would have their shit together if something goes down. And when I go by Tuesday night, they just, it was scary that they were just not prepared at all. Like, they didn't have any foresight. Instead of having, like, cops and vehicles blocking intersections, they just put up orange cones, and then the rioters took those and threw them. It was a little scary. So I'm hoping, maybe because it's by Disneyland, they have more of, like, an emergency plan for that, where, like, they've already practiced, like, staging cops in a situation like this. So the cops are more organized, and just, it was like chaos on Tuesday night.
Well, it was bringing seven different locations together.
Huh?
You know, that they had to coordinate seven different precincts from different cities.
Yeah.
So,
but also at the end, I don't think any of them knew what they were doing, though, because L.A. Sheriff had to come in and finish it off with them. I'm convinced they had to do it because Anaheim PD just didn't know how to end things. I don't know. It was...
I'll go with that.
Huh?
I would go with that. I agree.
Orange County hasn't seen a riot since the 60s, so.
As long as Knott's Berry Farm is left alone, I'm a happy camper.
Another thing, today they had like 16 horses, 16 to 24 horses, sheriff's horses, that they had staged at this stadium. And they just were, like, practicing being on the horses today. So I don't know if those are going to be showing up at Disneyland tomorrow or not.
You sure they weren't practicing for the Electrical Light Parade?
No, it was nowhere near Disneyland. It was 3 miles away from Disneyland. It's at a place called Glover Stadium.
Oh, okay.
They just a bunch of, like, there's a bunch of horse trailers and probably about 16 to 24 horses and... It's from a lot of different jurisdictions, too, and then the cops just kind of... There's a few pictures of it on Twitter. The search for, like, Anaheim horses, something will come up, and they're just practicing riding horses on the streets or something, I guess. And barricades up the police station, so they're getting ready. I think they realized that they kind of messed up on Tuesday.
If you're just joining us, it's Free Ball Friday. We got No Pro on the line with us. Also, Crappy Airbags, Shari Wong is here, and Ms. Becker. And we have people waiting on the line. I'm going to bring on another old friend of ours. We have the Jackal Anon with us. What's up, Jackal?
Hey. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Jackal Berry.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Nothing. I'm just pretty much chilling and just decided to call in to say what's up.
What's up, Jackal?
Not much.
I'm chilling?
Yep.
You vaping?
Nah, I'm smoking a joint.
You dabbing?
Dabbing or vaping, bro?
Nah, just a joint right now.
Nice.
So crazy, man.
So what Tae Wong, what the fuck are you doing in the background? We got like Tae Wong's in the background fucking raging on a keyboard. I want to know what he's fucking doing.
Oh, he's taking down Olympics2012.com.
Roger that. Circle back when you got some progress reports for us.
Yeah, let us know once you've accomplished something, Shari.
Is he DDoSing
No. I'm resolving my host because my booter's host got taken down because I forgot their hosting bill.
I hate when that happens.
Yep.
You using GoDaddy?
Yeah, I'm using GoDaddy, you know, pro soap kind of stuff, yeah.
Jackal, how you been?
I've been really good. Yourself, sir?
I've been fine, thank you.
Nice.
shouts out to K for Kalisti in the chit chat room. We got a few more people in here. Wendigo's in the building. Little Miss Anonymous is in the house. Lex Parsimon something or other is in the house. As well as Kalisti, Jackal Anon is Mexta. Shitload of guests and created this to log in. Okay.
That sounds like Kami.
And Dungaries.
Hey sis.
Oh, are you familiar with Dungaries?
No, I was talking to Kalisti.
Oh. Okay. Oh, Kalisti is Jackal's sister. Got it. Good times.
I don't think so.
So Jackal, what's your take on this whole Op Anaheim thing?
I'm stoked on it, man.
Yeah?
All right, tomorrow's going to be scary, though. I'm with you, Vince. I think there's way too many kids.
Yeah, I just think you know, the trajectory that this whole thing has taken up to this point isn't, you know, it just doesn't seem like a logical place to bring this fight. You know, I think they should bring it to the fucking Anaheim police station. But I hope they pull it off and it's peaceful and.
No, it's not going to be. It's going to be a shit show tomorrow.
It is going to be a shit show. And that's what everybody wants to see, though. Everybody wants to see a fucking shit show. The cops want to see it.
It really is a modern-day equivalent of the Coliseum, right?
Yeah. Oh, it totally is. That's what you got these guys like Tim Cast and all these people that are broadcasting it straight to your fucking computer.
You think those guys are sponsored yet?
What?
You think those kids are sponsored yet?
Tim might be.
I think if Tim Cast was sponsored, he'd have a really good quadcopter that he flew around to take pictures.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know Tim's story at all. I would imagine he's probably, somebody with a legit job or something and just decided, fuck it. I'm just going to take time off, quit my job, live off my savings, and travel around the country covering all this protest nonsense. Kind of like a thrill seeker. That's what he is. Is in my mind, like him and Amber Lyon and all these people, they're just thrill seekers. They want to be on the front lines of the action. I mean, it's you can tell. I mean, obviously, just by watching their footage, you can tell that it's all amazing.
Yeah, whoever created this to log in thinks that Tim's got backing and. I wouldn't be surprised if I found out that was true. Not that that's a good or a bad thing. I just was just wondering.
I know he has like a PayPal or whatever. I mean, somebody.
Hey, Airbags.
Yo.
You smoking?
Not at the present moment.
You should change that.
I think Shari's DDoS and Blog Talk Radio. That's what I think.
Tee. I'm just actually looking into a few things at the moment. I'm looking into potential targets, so.
Roger that.
So what's up with your case?
What case?
I thought you had one.
Nope.
You just got busted and nothing happened?
Nope.
They said they're not interested in him. Like, they were like, yep. Didn't they leave it up to West Midlands and then West Midlands said, we don't care about this kid, whatever?
Yep.
It's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I think we
should ship everybody over there who's, and no one gets in trouble.
Yeah, we can all stay at his house.
Dude, Trick got in trouble. Trick
What's
from
that?
Team Poison. Team Poison Trick, dude, is getting done for terrorism and treason.
Well, he got in trouble for calling the MI6 anti-terrorism line like 700 times, right? And then somehow tapping the phones for 5 minutes.
Yeah, but didn't he only get like 6 months?
No, he's still in court. He's gonna get like years, dude.
And Amy just told me that she read that it was 6 months today. That she read about it today.
Yeah, I thought 6 months.
I don't know. He's got charged with like loads of things. It's quite funny. I went to the court case. Well, for one day.
And did the other team poison dude kill himself? MLT, or is that just total bullshit?
No, MLT.
I was hoping it was bullshit.
No, there was a reason behind it. Do you know Toxic Venom, the dude who basically pulled apart Team Poison bit by bit after Trick got arrested?
No, never heard of him.
Basically, he went after every Team Poison member, and specifically MLT, because Toxic's docs was released, and Toxic has a dead wife. And MLT started taunting him about his dead wife. So MLT, Toxic then... 2 months after this has happened...
Someone in the chat saying that you're wrong. That Toxic had nothing to do with Trick's arrest.
Yeah, MLT didn't have anything with Trick's arrest.
No, you said... I'm talking about Toxic.
No, yeah, I'm talking about Toxic with MLT.
Okay.
Toxic, Toxic started... Got MLT's phone number and started harassing MLT's 7-year-old sister. And, Yeah, started harassing MLT's 6-year-old sister. And then MLT started crying over some Skype calls for Toxic or something. And then the police busted him, and then he, like, committed suicide. And basically, Toxic...
Don't you think it's weird, though, that Trick only got 6 months? Let's be honest.
But he didn't. He didn't get 6 months.
Yeah, it came out today that he got 6 months, bro.
Maybe on one charge.
Yeah, one charge. He's charged for 7 months. Tony Blair thing still hasn't even come up yet.
What, he phone hacked him?
No, it's a whole different story.
Oh.
I don't know, man. I swear
that's
what
happened to him.
Hey, Shari, can you give a shout-out to me for mom security there, please?
Dude, Shari, look at this link that Kayford Calisti just posted.
Are you guys still
there? Yeah.
What the hell's going on? Yo, what are you guys doing to my show?
Everybody's
What's
reading
next?
The link.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, we lost somebody. Did Shari take off?
I think Shari just found out that he was wrong on his story.
Okay.
And just probably rage quit.
Yeah, we're gonna.
I don't think so. He'll be back.
We got more callers lined up. I'm gonna bring more people on in a second. Hang tight. I'm multitasking here. And
play that song I asked you to play.
Yeah. That's what I'll do. We'll take a break. Why don't you set this up? What's it called?
Well, it's a mashup, but it's a mashup by Hardwell, which is an electro dance dude. But it's pretty dope.
Okay. And it's got, like, Lady Gaga. Set it up for it. I have no idea what this is.
Just play it. Everybody will know exactly what it is as soon as you start playing it, bro.
Okay.
Just hit the button. But it's Hardwell.
It's called Spaceman I Used to Know. By Hardwell, featuring Got Ye, Adele, and Lady Gaga. And you're sure people are going to recognize this song?
Well, parts of it, yeah.
Are they going to recognize it just because they recognize Lady Gaga's voice?
Nah, just play it. You'll understand.
All right, fine. Here it is. Yeah, it does sound familiar. You're right, Tackle. You're right, dude. It totally sounds familiar. I definitely heard this before.
I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, you just got rolled, bro. You just got rolled by the VIPB.
All right, that's fair enough.
We'll be right back.
Yo.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yeah,
me. Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare un bel posto.
These top fighters are really something else.
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, silly Negro? Barrel roll! Anyway. Anyway.
Checkity 2222. Am I on? Is this thing hot? Hello, 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 hello.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, are you hearing me? Am I good? Am I loud and clear?
Yeah. Bagsy's got you 10 by 10 over here, pal.
Dude, I'm watching the United States of America enter the building. They've just entered the arena. Of course, this is the rebroadcast, but they got LeBron James. LeBron James is walking around. Everybody's got a camera. All these athletes are filming it. They're going to have terrible angles, though. They're not even looking where they're pointing their camera. Mitt and Romney waving at the troops. King James. James Harden out there getting people fired up. That's all I care about in the Olympics. That's it. We do have our Olympics correspondent with us tonight, Shari Wong. Shari, are you still there?
Vince, we've got somebody from Oakland that's going to be going down to Anaheim.
Okay, are they on the line? Do they want to?
They're in the
that?
Queue. They're trying to get in.
All right,
let him in, right, Vince.
All right, let's see who we got here. I got a caller. Holy shit, this person's been waiting for almost an hour. My bad. Oh, and sorry about the technical difficulties. My hidden bunk, my undisclosed location, is we're still tweaking out the system here. So hopefully I'm loud and clear.
We're out of chain.
All right, but do I sound okay now? Is everything all right?
Sounds fine.
All right. If I start, if I start getting choppy and let me know. If I'm Patriot Gregging, does everybody know the term Patriot Gregging?
Not at all.
Negative.
Okay. Patriot Gregging is when let's say you're ripping off your neighbor's Wi-Fi to call into the show and talk shit about somebody, and then all of a sudden just that asshole. You know what I'm saying? that sort of thing happens, you know, where it gets choppy and skips because, you know, you're leeching off a shit connection from far away. You know, audio, bad audio, you know what I'm saying? Like, you start... Anyways, it's a term that we use to describe here on Blog Talk Radio when you're having some technical difficulty with your voice, like, you know, you're losing range, you're breaking up, blah, blah, blah. You say Patriot Greg. That's...
Gotcha.
Try and pick it up.
All right. What?
Let me tell him to try now.
Okay. Once again, folks, I apologize for the inconvenience there. I got carried away. I'm watching, now I'm watching the Virgin Islands entering the building. We lost our Olympics correspondent, Shari Wongs, who was with us earlier. Shouts out to him for waking up early. I know it's like, 7, 8 a.m. where he's at. I'm sure he's probably gone and won't be back. But shouts
out
to
him. He's in the chat room still, dude.
He is?
Yeah.
I'm not. I've been having so much trouble. I don't even want to.
It is Mexta.
Oh, Mexta. Whatever. Got it. Yeah, there's a lot of people in the chat room that are people that we're familiar with who are. That's what the thing. That's the thing that I think is cool about Anonymous is how people change monkey ears and evolve and all that. No, it's monkey ears. It's monkey ears.
I agree. I go with you.
Monikers. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay, the shit show is coming to an end. Great Britain, the host country, has entered the building. Yeah. So So Shari Wongs we're gonna check in with him next week probably too. We'll catch up on the Olympic Games. Hopefully, LeBron James and the basketball team, the super, what do they call it, the dream team or the wannabe dream team. That's all I care about. The Queen's just like, oh, lovely, thank God, this shit's almost over. Speaking of Queens, I have Op No Pro with me tonight. Crappy airbags. Crappy airbags and Ms. Becker. And who else do we have on the line here? I got somebody call in from 520. You're on the air. Who's this?
Vince, oh my fucking God. Your show is shit without me.
Of course. So thank
well,
God you're here.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
I miss you. I miss
you
all.
You know what? I recognized the area code, but for some reason I didn't.
Fucking beat you, Vince.
I know. I didn't recognize the number.
Okay.
Good
fucking.
Ladies,
I can almost guarantee you that Shari's going to call back in if she called in.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to put money on it.
I'm sorry, Kishu. I totally, my bad. You know what? I should have. I was so preoccupied with, I don't know if you heard the first part of the show, but I was on my phone because my internet is crap. But I think I got it smoothed out. Hopefully it'll last till the end of the show. I was actually more preoccupied with that, and of course the pageantry of the Olympic Games opening ceremonies. And I got engrossed in everything. So we're going into the second hour here. We got Kishu with us finally. Kishu, what it do? What that? We haven't heard from you in God knows how long. God knows what has happened since you were last on the show. Give us an update.
Well, I guess the biggest news would be that I'm married now. I'm a married woman.
Like really married? Because you used to call people your husband all the time.
No, like officially married, marriage certificate. Like we moved. My husband is in the Army, and we just moved to the Midwest. And so me and my daughter and him have a nice little house in the Midwest, and we're all really happy and all that good stuff. So that's really the biggest news.
Wow, it's kind of like Disneyland. That's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like Disneyland, but not tomorrow. You don't want to go to Disneyland tomorrow. And you don't want to go to Disney. even if there wasn't a protest, you would not want to go to Disneyland tomorrow. It's a fucking it's so jam-packed with people right now, you can't move. You can't fucking move at that goddamn place. You know, have these lines that go on to infinity, and you get a fast pass, and the fast pass is not really a fast pass. It just means you wait, 2 hours less than you would have, it's like a 4 hour wait. You can't walk anywhere. There's strollers everywhere. It's going to be it's a nightmare without protesters.
That's damn it. Let the dogs loose.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm sorry, Kishu, I cut you off. So you're married. You're doing great. Things are on the up and up.
Sure. Everybody's extremely interested to know about my Sabu story, which I will get to.
Okay, so you want to share part of the story with us, or?
Yeah, we can talk about a little bit of it. I really can't go into details because things are still a little complicated, but
okay.
A lot of people don't even know what was going on, but pretty much from late June of 2011 until about January of this year, Sabu and I were in an online relationship and extremely close, and for obvious reasons, it didn't quite work out, and I met my husband, and I've never been happy in my life. Really, he saved my life. But, a lot of the reason that I become public with this, and normally this is obviously something that I never talked about before and I wouldn't usually talk about. I usually keep that type of very personal. And Kishu has always been a character. And, this is just one thing that I felt like needed to come public just because of the fact that a lot of people don't know Sabu as the man that I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that the public needs to. So I talked to a guy that wrote an article in a New York magazine. I talked to him about it. He didn't put any of our story into his article.
He put your name in it.
Well, yeah. But
he was funny. You got your name in there.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's like a fucking major. Was it the New Yorker or New York Times or some big?
I said those are the points.
New York Magazine, one of those big New York.
Pretty much. I feel like I wouldn't be where I am today, and as happy as I am today, if I wouldn't have met and been in that relationship with Xavier. He pushed me and motivated me to do better with my life, to be a better person, all while he was, undercover, and I had no clue that he was working for the FBI. All of this stuff was happening. It was really crazy. And, it's just, crazy. But pretty much, I definitely thank him. I see him. I don't see him as this bad guy that a lot of people see him out as. I see him as a hero in my eyes because in my personal life, as I said, he motivated me and pushed me in a much better direction, than I was heading him. So I thank him all the time for that. And we were still in contact until recently. I'm not 100% positive, but I'm thinking that he's probably going into witness protection.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying.
Yeah, but,
I thought it was the pizza protection program, because the only thing anybody in Anonymous would ever do to him would send him pizzas for the rest of his life.
Well, that's what they call it.
I believe he's going into the pizza protection program.
Yeah, that's what they call it in the office. But in layman's terms.
Like I said, I've tweeted this before. There's so many things that he did that I don't agree with, that I didn't agree with. We had a personal relationship. We didn't have, we met through Anonymous, but, when we talked and we, spent time together, it was never about that. It was about us. So a lot of people question me and they say, well, what did he tell you about this and that and LulzSec? And he really didn't. He pushed that he would write a book. He knew, he always said he knew he would go to jail. So once I, he was outed and I found out, it made a lot of sense to me because he gave me a lot of clues and tried to warn me many times, but I didn't quite realize what he was doing. So, you know, I don't know. Like I said, he did wrong. I think that, you know, he deserves his punishment for it. But at the same time, he was very, very helpful in my life, and I'm glad that I did have that relationship with him.
Hey, Vince, I think Shari wants you to pick up.
All right, Shari.
Let me
hang on. I'm gonna screen this call right now. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic. Sabu, be right back.
Oh God. So what's new with you guys?
Crap. Oh, I saw your tweet today, Kiju. Thank you. Snow Probe.
What's up, Kiju?
Not much, really. So just chilling. I'm kind of tired. I'm really, really extremely tired tonight. You know, we just moved into our house about a week ago, and just everything's been extremely busy. You know, before I lived with my family, I lived with my grandparents, and I had a lot of help with them, with my daughter. And it's definitely been a reality check being out on my own. So, you know, I realize and appreciate what they did for me, and that I couldn't be happier. But I'm extremely tired and worn out. It's been a very long week. So.
Cool. I didn't even see the new. You said it's the New Yorker magazine.
Yeah.
What?
I can find the link.
Yeah,
I saw it.
Somebody paste the link in there.
Yeah, it came out. It came out like.
Unfortunately.
It came out like what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. I don't know. Recently.
Yeah,
there's a lot of anonymous related stuff that's come out now. But now it's all the Lulzsuk people gone down, and all that's all history. Now all the documentation's coming out. The documentary that Parma came out with her book. You know, that Norton chick is writing an anonymous fucking, you know, article every fucking day. That Coleman chick, she's always talking about it. It's just kind of like everybody's sort of you know, reminiscing about it or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a lot of
good memories, that's for sure. You know,
last year was crazy.
You know, last year this time, you know, I was about to be there for Operation BART and all of
Yeah. Last year at this time,
we had a great time.
In August, Kishu came out. It was my in studio co-host for 3 weeks, and those were some heavy days. Like, we would wake up, you know, we'd wake up in the morning and, you know, she'd be talking to Shari Wongs, who's like, it's like, you know, afternoon for him or night for him. And then, you know, and he's trying to just be God, doing God knows what. And then I'd go off and do my thing or whatever, and she'd hibernate all day. And I'd come back and she'd be on the phone with fucking Sabu. And I'd get to say hi to Sabu. And that was such a fucking crazy time. And that was while that was happening every day, Operation BART was just popping off like a motherfucker. It was insane. That was just some insane heady days, and that kind of shit. Like, I don't think it's gonna. I think Anaheim is, in theory, a move in the right direction. We'll see how it gets carried out, but. I don't know, man. It kind of just
happened, and everything went to
shit.
Yeah,
Occupy just fucking, you know, Anonymous kind of like got mushed into Occupy, and just they lost the lulls.
I mean,
the lulls are gone now.
That would be wonderful, but it really, I don't know. And then of course everybody in Lulzsuk was arrested, and there was no more lulls.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good summer, that's for sure.
It was the summer of lulls. It was good times. And I'm going to do a reunion show on or around the 13th of August, when they have that Op BART 1 year anniversary. I'll do a review show, an anniversary reunion type thing, play some old clips and stuff. And if you're curious, all that shit is still in my archives. if you go back to the, some of those archives, my highest, my most listened to shows were the Op Bart shows, far by far. But yeah, those were good times. That was some intense shit. Like, I went to the first one, and it was just insane. I came out of the art station, and felt, like Patriot I said Reagan. At the time, I felt like I was in a fucking Alex Jones movie. It was insanity. There was just media and helicopters and cops and all this riot police and shit everywhere. It was just like the most amazing spectacle I'd ever seen. And stuff that you kind of, if you've watched enough of these Occupy live streams, you're used to seeing the images now. But that wasn't for like, you know, it was for like a handful of protesters. It was like literally like 200 protesters maybe showed up. But there was such a online hype made about it via Anonymous that the cops and the media were expecting like this major spectacle, and it did turn into, you know, somewhat of a spectacle, but I thought that was fucking awesome how these, you know, a handful of activists you know tango down all four downtown San Francisco BART stations and got away with no arrests. No violence, no beatings, nothing. Just a little tango downage, and I thought that was so genius.
Yeah, I think Cyber War News is Cyber War News almost crashed his car to get home so he could dial into the show. He's waiting
with Shari.
Oh my God,
he's dialing it. He's waiting.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. I got some other people waiting too. Let me get to. Let's see. I got this caller who's been waiting for a while. Caller from the 816 area code. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, I called the airbags. Asked me to call in earlier. So take a guess at who I am.
Take a guess. Who you are.
Yeah.
Is this Bathtub Girl?
No.
My what?
Bathtub
Girl?
Nebraska
Jones. I know her voice.
Yeah, I'm Nebraska, but Bathtub Girl, what is that?
Never mind. It's a different time. Different place. This is Nebraska.
What the fuck is a Bathtub Girl?
Dan, what do we got first?
Well, if you come to California, I'll show you.
Oh, yeah, it is Nebraska. Look at that.
Yeah, it's an 816 number. It's a Kansas City number.
Yeah, that's how you know it's legit. So Nebraska, thank you so much for hyping my show on Twitter. That was badass.
You're welcome.
What's on your mind tonight? What did you want to add to the conversation?
I haven't really been able to access the show because I was on my Android I was viewing it, or not viewing it, I was listening in my web browser, and all of a sudden it, like, redirected me to some, like, Kim Kardashian shit, and I'm not even lying. It just, like, froze up, and the next thing I know, it's, like, Kim Kardashian. Are you having problems with the connection? Because I really don't want to know about Kim Kardashian.
I think that Vince forgot to work his show the year that he's been gone from it.
What'd you say?
You've lost your engineering ability with Blog Talk Radio.
My Android had no problems last week. Because I set the web browser to desktop.
All right.
Okay. You guys kind of like all over each other there. What were you saying? It lost something?
What? I don't know what's going on because I didn't have access to it.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, I'm glad you called in. I thought I was Patriot Gregging there or somebody else was. But
well, Crappy Airbags was very persistent about me calling in. I'm not sure why. And I don't know who Bathtub Girl is. I really would like an explanation on that.
Oh my God. Another friend of the show. A villain in the
Nebraska.
She's kind of a villain in the
Shari the Wongs wants a dinner date with you online.
What the fuck?
I don't know how it works.
Dinner date online? How does that?
Yeah. I don't know how it works.
Am I gonna,
I'll put them on. Hang on. Hang on.
Dinner?
I'll put them on. Go ahead. You can talk to them yourself. Shari, you're on.
No.
Crappy. Airbags is trolling. Yeah.
What?
Sorry,
Wongs, you're on.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I said airbags is trolling, lol.
You like to troll people? What?
Oh, my God.
No, he said I'm trolling.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I can barely, like, understand what you're saying. It's cutting out too much.
It's way better than
like,
it used to be.
The first thing I heard before my Android, like, redirected me was that people hacking their neighbor's Wi-Fi to listen to your show, and that's all I heard.
Oh, you didn't miss anything. That was actually the best part of the show.
Vince, is Keisha here?
How is that screwing up the connection?
Yes.
Keisha?
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah, Keisha is on. Shari's on. I'll do a rundown. We'll do a little rundown if you want. If you want.
I asked Renegade to call, but he thinks he doesn't have permission.
Permission? You
what, according
all,
to his release conditions?
I don't know. Ask Renegade Nut to call. He's so funny.
It depends. It depends. You know,
he's hilarious.
Is he? Tell him to call in. Please, make the show funny.
I can't because... I'm very...
Or sexy.
I'm very drunk right now.
Oh, sweet.
And
so
my laptop...
You might be...
I don't
want to
get on my laptop because it has, like, over 300,000 pictures on it, so it takes forever to load. I'm just on my Android. You can tell them the call.
I don't even know what we're talking about. I'm Vince in the Bay.
Crappy airbag. Tell Renegade to call.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, Renegade.
You should.
Call in, bro. We got another caller here. This caller is from area code 810. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
810.
Yeah, I can. Who is this and what's on your mind?
This is some jerk off Flint.
What?
City of Flint?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What is up, bro? Last week,
was it last week or the week before,
on the MILF party train.
I've been trying to get in for an hour. I'm sorry not to talk over you.
Yeah, I called like 8 times, and I was just like, okay, I'm not special. Everyone is probably like 816, what the hell is that?
But you know what it
is.
Well, that's just how we do it. That's how we call out callers on BTR. We just say
everyone thinks 816 is like the same thing as like a 1-800 number, and I'm like, no, it's Jackson County, like Kansas City, Missouri.
Good times. Well, I'm glad to
it'd
have
be really
that's
funny.
It.
It'd be really funny if Blaze
Vince.
Research called
Vince.
In.
Hilarious. Let's make that happen. Blaze Research, Colin. Yes, Shari Wongs, what do you want? You're on the floor.
Okay.
Everyone tell Blaze Research
Nebraska,
to call us Dylan Crawford, and I hate that kid.
Nebraska, shut
okay,
up.
Okay, go ahead, Shari Wongs. Take the floor.
Nebraska, shut up already, Jesus Christ. Keishu, how's Steven?
My husband as well. He's actually listening to this show.
Good times. Steven, I've got some, like, Facebook messages to send you. They're a bit disturbing of your wife, you know what I mean?
Sweetheart, he's seen it all, and he's heard it all, and, you know, it's all good, Charlie.
Did he get a bonus?
Yes, I'm sure he did, and I'm sure we're going to fuck
his surname pretty much implies it is.
Yes. That's
definitely
good. And, you know, he's the
So, anyone interested in the topic of Westboro? I'm sure everyone's seen my pace, Ben.
I'm totally down with it. I just wanted to let everybody know I put Shari Wongs and Kishu in the green room, so they can have their little cat fight out there, and you won't be subjected to it. But if you want to...
You took them off the line.
I think we're missing out on some serious entertainment value. But
really?
You know what?
I'm kind of more interested in the... what were you going to talk about, Nebraska?
Has anyone seen my Westboro Pacemen has, like, three safeties?
Oh, yeah, Westboro. Yeah, let's talk about Westboro.
What about it? Have you seen the fuck WBC and the fuck WBC Pacemen of 3K views?
No, I haven't seen it.
That's totally what I made. But... You all hate Westboro.
What was on it? It was all
they're universally hated.
Yeah.
Okay, Google hashtag op fuck WBC and also like add in hashtag fuck WBC. It's a Pacemen with 3K views and it will have my handle on it.
It has so much information about them myself.
Well, the thing is, I live in Eastern Jackson County, Missouri. They live in Topeka. That family does. Think of how close it is. They piss me off so much. And everyone's like, oh, you're telling people to hack. No, like the main message is, if they're protesting a funeral near you, why not picket the picketers? Why not, like... The last funeral that picketed in my area, we got, I forgot what biker group it is, but we got them, the bikers, to completely block off Westboro from the funeral. And the funeral they protested was of two young women with children that were brutally murdered by a stalker. How fucked up is that?
It's Westboro Baptist Church, so it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, they also protested their Aurora. Like the Aurora shooting funeral,
I'm saying that we can stop them if we want to. It's rule number 14. That's what it is. But what I say you do is just relax, stay calm, carry on. This is what you do, is you wait till one of those motherfuckers die, and then you have Anonymous picket their funeral. That's what I just said. Have 150 gay, drug-addicted soldiers march in unison outside of that shit. I mean, make it a fucking carnival outside.
Do you want to know what happens? Eventually, people are going to die.
Remember that.
Do you want to know what the people at the latest funeral in Missouri they picketed were wearing? Tie-dye. Think of how much they pissed them off. And I got, like, too big, like, God, I can't think, I'm so fucking drunk. Like, poster boards for the next funeral they picket here that one of them says, fuck WBC. It's not about hacking. It's just about picketing the picketers. Eventually, everyone hates them. Eventually, they'll stop. And it's really fun to troll them, too.
Yeah.
I posted that Margie J. Phelps was a lesbian straight to her. And then I posted that Shirley Phelps had a dick. And that they're hooking up. I'm not really pissed off.
The best counter troll I saw was the Foo Fighters. They were gonna picket the Foo Fighters, so the Foo Fighters decided to dress up as hillbillies and did a song about gay people, and they got on a flatbed truck and performed the song in the street in front of the Westboro Baptist Church picketers, and it's fucking hilarious. It's on YouTube. If you go on YouTube,
that has 3K views. Hopefully,
if you go to YouTube and just put in Foo Fighters, and
I've seen it.
Yeah, it's fucking. That's the best counter troll I've ever seen. That's creativity.
Well, if the Pacemen has 3K views, I'm thinking maybe people will go to what is it? GodHatesFags.com/schedule.html and look at where they're going to pick it next and hopefully do something about it instead of being pussies and saying, oh, well, it won't do anything. I think they're just being pussies. Why not picket the picketers? Because they're violating. Okay, everyone's like, well, the First Amendment, they have the rights. No, they're violating the First Amendment by libel, slander, harassment, anything that causes emotional damage, anything to devastate someone. That is violating.
Okay, and now she is in the green room, and we're going to bring back Shari Wong and Kishu. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hi.
Did you guys work things out?
Were we in the green room that whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah, were we in the green room? I thought we were live.
How funny.
No.
You are such a dick.
Oh, so my entire segment just like didn't ring through whatsoever.
If you want to give us a little Cliff Notes edition of what happened in there, I just put this chick Nebraska is drunk as fuck. And she won't shut up, so I put her in the green room. And she's
3K views.
Yeah, she's if anybody wants to hear her continue to talk, feel free to call in and I'll put you in the green room. It's the show within the show, the green room. But anyhow, I feel bad. I'll take her out of there. She probably. I think she figured out she was in there. Damn it. Hey, Nebraska, if you're listening, call back in. It's a trick I pull on everybody, and good for you that you figured it out soon enough. But Kishu and Shari were in there for a good 5 minutes.
Vince, you got crappy on hold.
Crappy, are you? Crappy's on hold. Crappy, you're back.
Yo.
All right, everybody, we got 20 minutes left in the show. We're gonna finish it with a bang here. I got No Pro and Bags holding me down on Free Ball Friday. We've had tons of calls. Ms. Becker was with us earlier. She shouts out to her for calling in. She's going to be checking out the...
So she said, did Ms. Becker say she was going to be at the protest in real life tomorrow?
She's going to be
IRL.
She's going to be a ground fag tomorrow at Op Anaheim or whatever they're calling it. And hopefully maybe I'll do a show Sunday night, or if not, we can do it next Friday and recap what happened, because they're going to do 2 days of protesting. So that should be interesting. Let me take some more calls here, though. Caller, okay, City of Flint, you're back in. Did you drop
Sorry
off for a second?
That. Yeah, I'm driving. It cut out on you there.
Okay, no problem. How's it going? Do you still have some ladies there on
you? I dropped them off 45 minutes ago. Yeah, I was waiting to get on with it.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I really apologize, folks. I know folks have been waiting a long time tonight, and it's just the nature of the beast. You know, we just kind of like, it's a free flow stream of consciousness caller format show, and I don't
right.
You know, I will eventually get to you. Don't be
no,
this
all good.
And also tonight I've been having a lot of trouble with the with the technical difficulties. You can try hit me on Twitter. I don't have Twitter open right now. Maybe I should open that. You can always hit me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And, some people choose to, like, I don't know, they're just too chicken to sign up for an account to so they can chat, so they just lurk and as a guest. But, and then those people always tweet me instead, and I don't pay attention. Let's see. Some people have been tweeting me during the show. Nebraska, the goddess. Nebraska, the goddess, I think, called back in. Let me see if I can find her. Nebraska,
Hello?
The goddess. Are you there?
Hello?
Hey, Nebraska. Sorry.
Did you cut me off before, or was that just technical difficulties? I didn't know if I was being too obnoxious.
At this point, I would say both. I think at this point, it's both.
I'm sorry. I'm just really passionate against Westboro.
No, I know
when they
you
live.
Are. You're extremely passionate. It's just
we
I
can
like
change
that.
Subjects. I'm
I,
sorry.
I no, that's you're not the only one.
Don't apologize.
Happened. Well, you have nothing to apologize about. It's just a stupid little troll I do on people. You're lucky. You figured it out after about a minute.
Cut like whatever his name off, and
I put Shari Wong's and Kishu in the. I knew they were going to have a little bitch fest, and I wasn't really interested in it. So I put them.
Into
the green room. No, I put them in the green room just like I did with you, and they were talking. They were in there for 5 minutes and they didn't know it. You were in there for like a minute and you figured out.
Feel bad now because I kept like Crappy Air Dogs like was very persistent about me calling, and so I don't know
I'm glad you called.
Why did?
Because you're Nebraska Jones.
Gets 3,000 views.
Because you have 3,000 views, and pretty soon it's going to be over 9,000.
9,001. But what did you want
9,
me to call him for?
There's no way that could be right.
Okay.
I don't know. To talk about Dylan, I felt like you had to get some stuff off your chest about Dylan, maybe.
Oh, fuck, Dylan. Just get Blaze Research. Get Blaze Research on the line.
Okay, we're going to bring him on here. Who's this? Jet Boy Research?
Wait, bring Dylan Crawford on here. He's so crazy.
Hang on, let me...
Do you want crazy people on here? I'm not going to argue with him. I just want to laugh at what he says.
I'm going to screen this caller. Hang on a second.
So what's going down with Anaheim? Because I'm totally out of the loop. I've been working so much.
This is going to be the worst time for this gas meter to go off.
Hello?
Hey, Nebraska, you been staying cool this summer?
No, it's been like 108 every day for like the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm surprised my car hasn't overheated.
Is it like super drought condition there?
Yeah, like, okay, the grass has died. It turned into dirt. It turned into sand. Everything is dying. Anyway, can anyone fill me in on what's going on in Anaheim? And I apologize because I've been out of the loop. I've been busy with work.
It's a mess.
Can you tell me the main points of it? Just shorten it up for me.
You can Google that pretty quick.
I can't because I'm on the phone right now.
Police misconduct / murder, citizens protest, citizens get beat down repeatedly, citizens further escalate protest event by taking it to Disney World tomorrow. Cops will probably escalate likewise. Hopefully no one gets hurt.
Disney World's in Florida.
Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. Disneyland. Yeah, I'm sorry. I get my Disney's mixed up.
They're picketing Disneyland?
Yes.
Disneyland is boring. I went there like 5 years ago, and I was just like, oh, okay.
That's an evil mouse.
Evil mouse. Hello.
Hi there. I want to give a little. Speaking of Twitter, I'm catching up on people are tweeting me during the show. I want to give a big shout out to Jackal Adnan, who was on the show earlier. He tweeted out the show. Kishu tweeted out the show. Your Non News tweeted out the show. Looks like Ms. Becker tweeted out the show. Shouts out to Rian Algawa Akahakamanajamajama. I don't know. Lissy _87, whoever that is. Thank you for tweeting the show. Link didn't work. Simon 482, I hope you found the right link. Renegade. Shouts out to Renegade for
on the call.
Renegade, if you're listening, call in. We still have time. We're getting dangerously close to wrapping up the live online broadcast. We got 15 minutes.
Hey, don't forget about NJ the Goddess and KC Occupy Press, which I'm one of the events for.
All right, go ahead. Who was that? Was that Shari?
It's City of Flint.
Oh, City of Flint. Yeah, what's up?
I just wanted to say thanks, man, for doing a show. I accidentally stumbled upon this show about a year ago today, and being a chauffeur and living in Flint, following a lot of you guys, you know, it's really been cool, man. It keeps me distracted, and it's kind of like a weird little family. It's fun to follow.
Cool,
but,
cool.
I'm not a hacker, man. I don't know shit about computers. I'm just an average guy up here.
Who said anything about hackers? Who said anybody here was a hacker?
I don't know. I'm just saying if you were, because I don't know anything about it.
No.
But, anyway, thank you, OpnoPro. Enjoy following you guys.
You're welcome.
And I'm about to step out here and get some gasoline. You guys have a good night.
Right on. City of Flint, everybody. City of
Flint. So what do you think about contacting 96 Side of Buzz in Kansas City?
What about it?
Do you think that contacting them and teaming up with them would be a good idea? Because they basically
on
the weekend.
Yeah, all kinds of outreach. Do it all, baby.
Loveline. After 10 every night, they play Loveline, except on the weekends. And I'm like, it's funny, but I'm getting tired of it. Maybe they could get you on there somehow after 10, which would be 8 p.m. your time.
Hey, Vince.
You know, I would love
it's like almost 2 a.m. here.
Who's on Loveline now? See, I loved Loveline when it was Adam Carolla.
Dr. Drew
and Adam Carolla was the heyday, man. Those were hilarious shows. And then they brought in that Carson Daly type dude. What's his name? Stripper?
I don't listen to it. 96.5 The Buzz, favorite station. They're so vulgar and hilarious.
Uh-huh.
They just make prank calls to, like, car dealerships. Like, one of them was, like, I don't know. I can't explain. But it was, like, they just pretend to have problems with their cars. And it was, like, a used car dealership. And the person, like, that answered was, like, what's wrong with your car? And they were, like, it's a 2003 black car, and it's a piece of fucking shit. And they kept saying that and trolling. They basically call people and troll them. It's an alternative. Well, it's a rock station, alternative station. It's just hilarious.
Hey, Vince.
Yo.
I got a message for you. Just came across the ticker tape here from Tae Wong's because he says he can't chat because he's going to wake up his little brother.
All right. What does he say?
What?
He said that we've got to ask Kishu about
Stephen Bone,
the military, and Sabu against the military and child protective.
Okay, who cares about Sabu?
And child protective services.
Why does he want to troll her? I don't think we have enough time left in the show for that.
There's not much time left.
Okay, first of all. Sabu is old news, and I honestly get sick of people talking about him.
Who's this?
That's Nebraska talking.
Nebraska.
All everyone does is talk about him, and it's like...
There was a very special conversation tonight about him.
I don't have a problem with him. It's just like every time I get on Twitter, it's like, Sabu this, Sabu that.
At the time, there was a lot of shit going down, and a lot of people were in contact with him, and, you know...
I know what happened.
Kept a lot of things to themselves, and now that it's all, you know, the cards are on the table...
It's been like that for months.
People are, you know, just throwing out,
Okay... What she called in about, they've been doing that for months. And they've been like, oh, Sabu was my best friend.
She's cool,
but like...
She hasn't had her chance to do it, and so she decided to do it now. She's a little late
on Twitter already. I mean, she's cool. And then, like, someone calls in just to troll her, which is stupid.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
I guess she showed us, Vince.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm speechless.
The whole argument.
It's the
Nebraska Jones show now, motherfuckers. Any
Nebraska,
more questions?
I hate to tell you, Nebraska, but welcome
just
to the show.
Just like the fact that they called in to argue is just ridiculous.
It's kind of funny if you know their history,
though. Wonderful. I know the history. They're both wonderful people. I just don't like the fact they keep arguing about the same thing.
Fair enough. You're just not a fan of the Kishu Wong subplot. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's a sub-faction, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a subplot in the narrative that is Disorderly Conduct. There's a lot of little interwoven narratives that come in and out. Just stick around. If you don't like that, there'll be something else to talk about next time. So, no, we just haven't done shows. I haven't done a show in God knows how long. I must have been stopped for like 7 months straight or something like that. And now that I've started doing some shows, we're just reminiscing. So that's just kind of the nature of what these shows are. Old friends coming back and reminiscing, because it was around this time last year that shit was just popping off, and whatever. We got more people. We got 6 minutes to go. I'm gonna burn through these calls. Let's see. We got
Hey Vince, we gotta at least give the circle back to Anaheim and circle back to what people had in the chat log. Which is that Anaheim starts at 12 tomorrow, 12 to 4. Oh, look, Mary Mad's in the chat room. The fuck?
Hey, Mary.
Better late than never, Mary.
Before the end.
Son of a biscuit. Well, you didn't really she was out drinking with pals. Cool. Well, we're glad you got to catch the last 5 minutes of the show. We're winding it up here. We got 6 minutes to go, or less than 6 minutes to go. So really quickly, I want to take some calls. Area code 716, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi. I'd just like to basically talk about how Rochester and everything that's been going on in Rochester and all the new developments going on there, and how lately people were arrested arbitrarily for an anti-capitalist march that ended in police brutality.
Rochester, New York.
Appreciate the call. We got a caller from 520. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince. This is Stephen Bone.
Stephen Bone. What's on your mind? What's going on?
Nothing. I was just calling in. My wife showed me a show a couple of months back, and I laughed my ass off, so I thought I'd come on and make an appearance.
Nice to have you here. What do you make of all this nonsense we've been talking about? It's kind of all over the place.
Well, WBC is a bunch of fucking retards. I don't know how many times I've thought about throwing OC grenades at their protest.
Trust me, dude. All those people have to eventually die and have funerals, dude. There'll be time for payback, and it'll be sweet. Trust me.
Yeah, but it was six of my buddies that they protested on, so.
Yeah, I feel your anger. I feel your anger, but you can't. It's rule number 14, bro. Rule number 14.
Yeah, I know. And same laws I'm here to protect them by is same laws that I have to abide by too. So, but Anaheim.
It's kind of like a really disgusting byproduct of living in a free society.
It really is, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. To tell you the truth. I mean.
Yeah.
And then Anaheim, I'm not really on top of everything that's going on there. I don't really keep my head in the civilian side of the news house. I'm usually on the dark side, but then everything else is just BS. As far as Charlie's concerned, I really don't care. I've heard it all. I've seen it all. And ain't nothing that he can do that's going to actually change my mind. So.
Right on. Well, I appreciate you calling in and dropping in your two cents worth. And please, you're welcome to come back, call back anytime. Probably going to do a show next Friday. Let's take one more call. I think this is my good friend, Natasha. Natasha, is that you?
It is. Hi, how are you?
Oh, my God, so much better now that you're here. I'm almost done with the show. We can we can go have cyber in about 5 minutes when I finish up the show. But it's so wonderful to hear your sexiness grace the airwaves here. What's going on?
Oh, well, thank you, Vinny. No, nothing. I'm just actually at my mom's house because it's my nephew's birthday, and we're just kicking back, and we're just about to cut his cake in like about 10, 15 minutes and then going out to party the night away. So, because it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, so got to go home and get ready and go out for my friend's birthday.
Sweet.
So many birthdays.
Party
July
time.
Sucks for birthdays.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah,
geez,
but it's...
For our callers that aren't familiar, or listeners that don't know, Natasha is calling from Perth, Australia. So she's about to go out and have a good night tonight. She's living. She's calling from the future. From the future.
I am.
So yeah. How's everything tomorrow?
But I just called. Tomorrow's gonna
never
be.
Mind,
awesome.
Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. It doesn't matter. We got to wrap it up. We got to wrap it up.
No worries.
Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No, I just love you. That's all. Just called to say hi.
Awesome. I love you too,
yeah,
baby.
Okay.
And we'll make sweet love again very soon on these airwaves of Blog Talk Radio. Shouts out to OpNoPro and Crappy Airbags for holding down the fort. Hopefully we can keep doing these every Friday, God willing. Shouts out to Kishu for calling in. Shouts out to Miss Becker for calling in. Thank you, everybody, on Twitter. Com Dooney, Jess, Musker something or other, Ski. Who else? Nebraska, the goddess, thank you so much for calling in. You're more than welcome to join us again. I really appreciate the spreading the word on Twitter. Renegade, you need to call in one of these times. Thank you for tweeting me, and everybody else has been tweeting me. It's been great. I'll hit you back up on Twitter. If you aren't following me, I'm twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And we're going to get the fuck out of here. Callers that are on the line, if you want to stick around, we can chit-chat in the after show. But we got to sign off. Good night, everybody. This is goes out to all the bronies. This is Pony by Genuine.
I'm looking for a problem.
fucking hell.
Balls to you!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, only you can't call into the show now. Show's over. This is the after party. This is the post-game wrap-up. We still have some of our callers on the line. Kishu's still here. We got, what is this, No Pro or Airbags with us still?
No Pro's here.
No Pro. So the after show so far, we got Kishu, No Pro. Wait, that is Kishu, right? Kishu?
Kishu, hello? I don't even know you.
I'm still here. I was just off in La La Land.
Yeah, okay, no problem. Just want to make sure I have everything right. And we have Wendigo is in the building. He's just lurking. He listens to the show via calling in. He listens to it live. And we got Mary Mad in the chat. Hey, there he is. Wendigo in the building. Yeah, your mic's hot, dude. If you want to.
No, I'm not.
Hey, Wendy.
Hello, Mary. How are you? Hello. Yep.
Good.
What's up?
Who's this?
This is Wendigo.
Hey, Wendy.
Hello.
My favorite female.
Hi there.
Yeah.
There he is. Okay, now this is a special question given our sponsor, and you have to be a little bit computer savvy to answer it properly. Our sponsor is Giga Pudding. If you have 1,000 bytes of Giga Pudding, what do you end up with calling the new pudding? Terabyte pudding.
Even better pudding?
That's Terra Pudding.
Terra Pudding.
Got it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Terra Pudding, yeah.
That's it.
Yep. But that gig is actually